Well, here I am. It's Sunday, July 7th, and I'm thinking to myself, as I usually do on Sunday mornings when I'm away from work, that the world is a crazy, crazy place, and for some reason it seems like that the older I get, the more meaner people get, the more hatred there is in the world, the more we have become what we shouldn't be. You know, we have so many wonderful things in this world. We have the ability to do so many great things, and yet we're so pithy and greedy and selfish and self-centered. And to me, it's like this. I'm all for pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and making something out of yourself. But when the system is so against average folks making something of themselves these days, I mean, going to college means going deep into debt and more than likely not getting out of it for years, or if not decades. And they've made it in such a way that you're being discouraged even trying to go to college, because you're going to be thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars deep in debt. How the hell can you purchase a home or even a car, a good car, or start a career when you're already thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars deep in the hole? And God forbid if you get sick in this country. I mean, it's like, you can't win unless you're rich or well-to-do already in life. You're pretty much fucked. That's the God's honest truth. You're pretty much fucked. And it used to not be that way. And I've always thought, you know, if you have the grades, if you have pretty decent grades and have potential to be a very good college student, you shouldn't have to pay for college. The whole thing should be on the government. You know, as long as you make progress and get your degree in 4, maybe 5 years, if you've got a lot of talent to do a dual degree, you know, and if you have the talent to go to get a master's or doctorate, you should have at least the ability to get it and get it in a way that, you know, it's not going to set you back for the rest of your life. So, and health care. What's so bad about having your health care covered by the government? Yeah, it's going to mean a lot of high taxes, but the fact is, should anybody go broke having to deal with themselves or a loved one having to go through cancer or heart disease or anything like that? It sickens me that this country has become, you know, so anti-poor, anti-disenfranchised. It's sort of like we worship wealth and we think that's the ideal, when in fact, most people will never get there, but most people don't really want to get there. They just want to have a decent job, make a good job, good living, and be able to provide for their families, not just provide, but live a little bit. Have a vacation every a week or two a year to go somewhere, you know. Maybe let the average family go to Disney World instead of, you know, daring to dream but being lucky if they can even go to a weekend in the next county over. That's the thing that really bothers me about the way America is today. It's like the dream is to succeed, but the ability to succeed is being shunted off by people who want to keep everything to themselves up in the upper elites and not allow anybody to join them. Sort of how like WCW was in the late 90s when Hogan and Nash and all them were at the top and they wouldn't let guys like Jericho and Guerrero get up there, which could have maybe saved the company. But that's my observation on this, the Lord's Day, when many people are going to church and instead of doing the Lord's work, they're basically just there to socialize and be seen as being Christian, but in fact, they're not really living the life. Yes, I'm cynical as hell. What else is new?